Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 93 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm talking about how to MacGyver your to-do list. In other words, I'm going to help you accomplish your dreams one day at a time.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal each and every week is to help you take everything to the next level. Well, my friends, welcome to another episode of the JB Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism, and this show is designed to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends, I want to help you get the tools that you need so you can be equipped to transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Oh, my friends, have you decided and have you learned that life is taxing? I know I have. And the more we do, the more we easily can forget what's important. And when it comes to writing, blogging, or work, or family life, if you don't have a solid to-do list, you are going to start failing at everything you do. Well, in today's episode, I want to dive into the much-needed to-do list that we all hate putting together. But without this one vital piece of our professional life and our personal life, we will never get anything accomplished. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. This is going to be fun. My friends, you're listening to the JB Sism Show. And again, as always, it is good to be behind the microphone, and I'm actually recording this on Tuesday. Can you believe it? I am recording this on a Tuesday. I think the last few episodes I've recorded this on Wednesday, and it has gone out late on Wednesday, so I do apologize for those who've been looking for the episode early Wednesday morning, but the funny thing is, a couple episodes ago, I hit an all-time episode high for a one-week period of time, and for whatever reason, the message resonated with everybody. And if you want to check out episode 91, that's the episode it was, 091, you can check it out and let me know your thoughts on that. So, that being said, well, today, I'm going to be talking about to-do lists. And to-do lists are something that, I don't know if you're like me, I hate putting to-do lists together. I'm just going to be straight up and honest. They suck. But without them, we're not going to get much accomplished. We're not going to get much done. Well, one of my favorite shows growing up was a show called MacGyver. Does anybody remember that show, MacGyver? Richard Dean Anderson, he was a local Minnesota boy. And for those of you who don't know, I am a Minnesotan, born and raised here in the Twin Cities area. Still live here. And one of my favorite shows growing up was MacGyver. In fact, I have seen all seven seasons. I've seen all the movies, TV movies, that is. And I've started watching the new MacGyver series. Now, if you're a true MacGyver fan like I am, the new series, it just isn't what it used to be. I don't know what it is with the theme song. The new theme song sucks. So let me play this for you because I don't like it at all. It really sucks. It's only like 20 seconds long. Hold on. So, you hear what I mean? It starts off like really, really cool, and then it's just a big letdown. I mean, listen to this. Cool, it sounds great. and then they try to mesh it with something else. Okay, I'm going to stop that because that sucks. I mean, they try to mesh it with something else. It just doesn't work. I don't know what to think about that. I just don't like it. It's not classic. It's not classic at all. I mean, if we want classic, if you want a classic MacGyver sound, here's classic MacGyver. There's no meshing of old, weird music. I mean, listen to how classic that is. Okay, you know, it's one of my favorite theme songs, and so today we're going to be talking about MacGyvering your to-do list. So I figure MacGyver was a great theme song, so I figure we're going to start the episode today with a little MacGyver, a little Richard Dean Anderson. Well, today we're going to be talking about our to-do list and accomplishing them. So I have actually created a anagram. That's right, I created an anagram of the word MacGyver. So I took each letter of MacGyver's name and I created an anagram of the name, and that is what we're going to be using for our main points today. So today we're talking about our to-do lists and what we do with them. So number one is a master list. So MacGyver, M for master list. You need to have a master list because master lists give you the power to have everything you need in one place. Everything you need to accomplish in the day, it's all in one place. So M for MacGyver, master list. So what is a master list? A master list is simply a document that has everything you want to do, what you have to do, all in one location. So if you're like me, and maybe you are, if you're like me, your list is scattered in a zillion different places. I have post-it notes. I have a notebook. I have about four different apps on my computer and on my tablet and on my phone. And I throw to-do lists everywhere. And depending on how I'm feeling for the day, that's where it all is. Well, a master list actually consolidates everything down, and it puts it all into one master list. Well, one of the things that I've begun doing, and it's something that I am working on myself. So I'm not telling you everything that is working perfectly in my life. I'm telling you what I know works, but yet I don't always do. So in today's case, it's more of a do what I say, not quite as what I do. But I actually do this as well. But I create a master list. Now, I use Workflowy. Workflowy is a great app. It's a list-making app, so I can just kind of brain dump everything. So gather all of your scattered to-do lists. I don't care if you're using Google Chrome and the calendar there. If you're using Evernote, if you're using Workflowy, if you're using Todoist, if you're using any other kind of task management software or Google Keep. Google Keep is a great one. I put a lot of stuff on there as well. But take your master list and all of your other lists and consolidate them down onto one master list. Write everything down. Get them off of your papers. Get them off of your notebooks. Get them off of your different apps and put them in one place. Now, you can use a paper notebook. If you are a paper-driven person, sure, use the paper to do that. Now, I'm not a paper guy. I like my apps, so most of my to-do list stuff is on an app. And I encourage you, just write everything down. Take maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how much you have scattered everywhere, and put it all down into one master list. And when you do that, you're going to find it's going to be easier to take a look at everything you need to accomplish. Now, on top of all of that, make sure you write down as well on your master list all of your dream ideas that you want, and write down all of the things you know you have to accomplish. It's going to become a very daunting list, but when you look at it, I'm going to show you and teach you today how to use that list to help you gain confidence in getting stuff done. Because, I mean, really, if you think about it, there's going to be times when life just gets in the way and we have this idea that our life feels out of balance. It feels out of whack. And that's because we're looking and thinking and feeling the stress levels of everything we have to accomplish. But when we don't actually sit down and see what we have to accomplish, it can actually feel a lot more overwhelming than it really is. And the reason why I say that, I've been feeling kind of, not depressed, maybe depressed is the right word, I don't know if it is, but I've been feeling overwhelmed with all of the choices that I've got to make. I feel overwhelmed with everything I need to accomplish, and it's stressing me out. It's something that I need to just sit down and work out on paper, because I know everything that needs to get done. It's rattling around in my brain. It's rattling around in different places. But getting it all out, getting everything down onto paper, actually helps you organize your thoughts. It helps you clearly think through everything you want to write down. And you write down everything. I'm talking about everything. I don't care if you are writing down, I'm going to read Jim Collins' Good to Great. I'm going to read this book by Joel Kahn, or I'm going to read this book by Michael Hyatt. You know, I'm going to try to get this devotional book in as well in the next month. And you're like, I don't know if I can get all this done. You know, I don't care if you are saying, okay, I have this project at work I've got to get done. I have this project at work I've got to get done. Plus, when I get home, I have to do this. I got to do the laundry. I got to do the dishes. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to make sure my child has their teeth brushed. You know, all of these things kind of go through your mind. Write it all down. Get it onto a master list. It can be mundane. It can be silly. It can be just whatever is bugging you at that moment. You know, I got that pile of receipts sitting in the corner. I need to organize it, throw away what I don't need, and file away what I do need for taxes. Just write everything down on this list. And when you begin writing it down, you're going to begin to breathe. So the list is going to be daunting and it's going to freak you out. So I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. So M for MacGyver, master list. Get it written. Secondly, A for MacGyver, M-A, actively. So this is your action for the day. Actively brain dump weekly to your to-do list. Or actually to your master list, I should say. But actively brain dump weekly to your master list. So the great thing about it is you get to keep adding things to it. Yay! You look at it and you're like, holy cow, I got all this stuff I gotta do. Crap. But it's okay. Take a few minutes each week. Brain dump every new idea. Brain dump everything that you need to get done. Every idea, every to-do. Don't hold back. Just get it all out. Everything that comes to your mind. And so it's kind of a repeat of what I was just saying, but write it all down. Write down what you want to accomplish in your business, in your life, in your blog, whatever it is that you're doing. It's okay. It's going to feel overwhelming. Just write it down. So M-A, so a master list, actively brain dump to that list, and then continually delete. So M-A-C, continually delete anything that's no longer relevant. Continually delete anything that's no longer relevant. So we've done this brain dump. We have all of this stuff written. And it's Sunday night and Monday's coming. It's Sunday night and Monday's coming. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your list. I want you to look at it. And I want you to pull out a piece of paper or a tablet, whatever you are comfortable with. I recommend a piece of paper. Take your list and begin writing down everything on your list that's not time sensitive and that's not relevant. I mean, think about it. Monday's coming. There's going to be things on your list that is not relevant for the day. So if you know, so like for me, I know that every Thursday I send out a church email and I send out and I sit down to do the weekly Sunday bulletin. Those are two of my big things that I do, or two of my weekly tasks that I do. Well, those are not time sensitive for Monday. And so I cross that off. I get rid of it on Monday's list. I don't need it on Monday's list. I need it on Thursday's list, so I'll push it off to Thursday, but I don't need it on Monday. So write down everything that's not time sensitive, or write down anything that's not relevant to the day that you're working on. Now, not everything is going to be done. And you know not everything has to be done the next day. And I think it's so easy sometimes for us to think that we need to accomplish everything on our list by week's end. We're like, I'm going to accomplish this, and I'm going to do a really, really good job, and it's going to be great, and I'm going to love it. Well, the truth of the matter is, you're not going to accomplish everything on your list. And truth to tell, there is a lot of little things on your list that you can actually clump together. And you can say, okay, I can check my emails, I can check my phone log, and I can organize the papers on my desk, and I can clump it all together, and I'm going to do all of that within this hour block of time. And so you know that during the first hour of your day, you're going to organize your desk, get everything you need, you're going to organize your email and get it all taken care of, you're going to organize your to-do list and get that all ready to go, and you're going to listen to your phone log. So there are things that you can clump together and get done in one fell swoop. And you're also going to find, as you're going through your list the night before, you're going to find that there are things that can just be altogether deleted. You can just get rid of them. They're not pertinent, they're not important, they're just silly things that are cluttering up your day, cluttering up your week, cluttering up your list. So if there are things on your list, you're going to realize there's some of this stuff that's just silly and it's just not going to happen. So like if you say, I'm going to read 4 books in 1 month, well, you know you're not going to read a book a month. You can just delete that. Just get rid of it. It's not going to happen. And once you've determined what is not a priority, just get rid of it. If it's not a priority, if it's not something that's pertinent to who you are, what you do, just delete it and get rid of it. So create a master list, actively brain dump, continually delete anything that's no longer relevant, and then give anything that you don't need to do to anybody else. So give everything. Anything you don't need to do to others. So what you do, take your master list again and go back through your list and write down everything that you can give away. Write down everything that you can delegate to other people. And really, maybe there's somebody on your team, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I know it can be for me, and I'm really bad at delegation. I like to hold on to everything. I'm a control freak, and I need to get better at this. But I'm just telling you, I know this works because I've done it. And it actually works well if you actually delegate the stuff and it actually gets done. So go back through your list, write down everything that you can give away. And maybe there's somebody on your team. I don't know who it would be, but maybe there's somebody on your team. It's Betty or it's Joe or it's Frank, who is more apt at getting this particular item on your to-do list accomplished and done. And if that's the case, great, give it to them. Get rid of it. You don't need it on your plate, give it to somebody else to do. It's still getting marked off on your to-do list because it's still getting done, but you don't always have to do it. I was actually delegated something earlier today by my boss. He goes, Jason, I need you to resend an email. And so I did. I resent an email. You see, delegation, and at least for me it is, delegation is one of these things that is tough to follow through on. It's tough to sit down and actually say, okay, you know, can you do this for me? But if we do follow through with it, if we delegate the things that we don't need or we don't enjoy doing, that's okay. It's just going to free up your time to do the things that you're passionate about. It's not going to allow you to waste your time on what's not your passion or what's not your strength, because what isn't your strength might be somebody else's strength. And you're not utilizing the gift that God gave them to help you out. And so don't waste your time on the things that aren't important to you. And don't waste the time on things that are not your strength. Delegate them out to other people. So that's G, is give anything to others you don't need to do. Y, the letter Y. So we have master list, M, actively brain dump, A. C is continually delete. G is give anything away others don't need to do. And then Y, you. So I'm talking to you. He's talking to you, kid. You should move items from your master list to your daily list. Daily. So in other words, at the end of your day, you're going to find there are plenty of things that you can accomplish tomorrow. So all you got to do is just take those little items, things you didn't get done today, and you just pop them over into your next day. So like today, there are things I didn't get accomplished that I wanted to get accomplished because I had all kinds of other things going on. So I just am going to move them and I'm going to pop them into Wednesday. I'm just going to move them over, pop them over there because there are things that were a priority today, but I didn't get them done, so they became a less priority compared to other priorities, so I just move my priorities to my next day. And here's my suggestion. It's so easy to say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and you have 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 items on your to-do list, and I'm going to get these done, and I'm going to work really hard at them. My friends, delete most of that and only write down the top 3 things you need to get done. Now, there's going to be a bunch of little things. You know, you got to check your email. You know, you have to return phone calls. You know, there's emails that you have to respond to. You know, there is stuff you have to write. You know, there's these little pesky things that flitter throughout your day that you've got to do. Write those down too. But write down your top 3, your 2 or 3 major projects you're going to do. And the reason why I say only 2 to 3 is because each day is its own little adventure. And the more you focus on these 3 things, you're going to realize you're not going to get all 3 of them done. Put them on your list anyway. Any form of progress that you're going to do is going to help you get further down the track. But give your time to tackle the items on your master list. Don't succumb to the temptation to try to fit everything you need to do into your day. You're not going to be able to accomplish everything you do in your day. Your day is going to interrupt you. Your day is going to screw with your list. Trust me, it will. And like today, I had a 12:30 appointment. I had to take my car in for an oil change. That was about the best time that they had for me. So I scheduled a 12:30 oil change. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't think an oil change would take this long. But they had my car for 1 hour and 15 minutes in the shop. So I'm wandering around the dealership or reading my book for 1 hour and 15 minutes. What is a guy supposed to do when he doesn't have 1 hour and 15 minutes to give up? Well, you just take what the day has given you, and there are things I didn't get accomplished today because of that, and I still had errands I had to run. So I realized, okay, I'm still going to run the errands because that's a top priority for me, And I'm going to do this other top priority that I had on my plate, which was redesigning a page on the website and fixing a page on the website. So those were kind of my top priorities. So everything else I wanted to do today, I had shoved off and I'm going to be doing tomorrow. So your day is going to interrupt you. So give yourself time to tackle the items on your list, but don't succumb to the temptation to try to fit everything you want to do into one day, because it's not going to happen. I'm just being honest. All right. So we had our Y. Now we have the letter V in MacGyver. This is where vision comes into play. Vision allows you to clearly see what you must get done on a weekly basis. Vision allows you to see clearly what must get done on a weekly basis. Hold on, I'm going to get a drink of water. I'll be right back. Oh, that's good stuff. I'm not going to edit any of this out. It's going to be one of these episodes I just talk and blabber, and I'll let you sort out the good stuff. But the Bible, now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a pastor. I'm a believer in Jesus. And I love the Bible. The Bible says, without vision, the people perish. So if you don't have vision, if you don't have a clear direction of where you're going in life, you're not going to get very far, because without vision, people perish. Without vision, there's no forward motion. And I think the same is true for our own lives. If we don't have a clear vision of where we're headed each week, if we don't know what we want to accomplish by the end of the week, here's a little metaphor. You're going to find out you're lost in a strange little forest, and you're not going to know where to turn. So here's what I want you to do. This is another little assignment. There's a lot of little assignments in this, so I want you to listen to this episode a few times because I want you to get this, because this is something that I'm actively working on in my own life. And I'm only going to report to you the stuff that I know works for me. It doesn't mean it's going to work for you. I know this stuff works for me. I just have to be more diligent about it. But make sure you write down your vision for each week. What do you want to accomplish each week? Have a clear outlook on where you want to be 5 or 7 days from now. You know, what do you want to look back on and say, yeah, I made this difference. I accomplished this week, and this was a highlight for this week. You know, when you look back at your list and when you look back at what you've accomplished, you're going to be proud of yourself. And so, you know, when you look back, ask yourself this question: what have I accomplished this week? What have I accomplished that is going to further the vision that I have for my life? You see, vision is going to help you see clearly on what must come next. Vision is going to help you take that idea and run with it. So he who has a clearly written vision, the Bible also says this: write the vision, make it plain, so that he who runs with it can read it on the fly. So you want to make sure your vision is incredibly clear for what you want to see, what you want to get done on a weekly basis, because you want to be able to look back at the end of your week and say, yes, I accomplished this one thing. And that one thing is going to make all the difference in my family. It's going to make a difference in my business. It's going to make a difference in my life. And that's what it's all about. So have a vision, because it's going to help you see clearly. So, V-E, every week. So, we have, let's see, we have our master list. So, master list, write your master list. Actively brain dump on your master list. Continually delete anything that's no longer relevant. Give anything to others you don't need to do. And you should move items from your master list to your daily list. Make sure you have vision to allow you to see clearly. And every week. Here's the E in MacGyver. Every week, check your master list and mark off the big dreams that you've accomplished. Every week, check your master list and mark off the big dreams that you've accomplished. You know, there are going to be weeks that you're going to discover you've accomplished a major goal on your list. Mark it complete and move on to the next big dream. See, and that's what vision is going to help you do, because when you look back and you, every week when you check off your master list, you're going to be marking off the big dreams that you've accomplished on a weekly basis. Mark it off, mark it complete, move on to the next dream. You know, one of my major dreams was to move my email list. And I talked about this a few weeks ago, but I moved my email list from MailChimp to ConvertKit. And it was, I put a lot of thought into this. But I wanted to move from MailChimp to ConvertKit. And it was, I think it was the right choice. There's a lot of work involved in getting things set up. There's a lot of rewards that pay off when you work hard. Your dreams, I believe, make up who we are. Once we've reached a part of our dream, once we've accomplished a part of our dream, mark it complete. Because if you mark it complete, you're gonna look back at it and you say, "Wow, I've actually done something. I've actually accomplished something that I've wanted to do." And that's why I say have a vision, because vision is going to help you see clearly. Your dreams make up who you are. But dreams are nothing unless we actually write them down. We make it plain, we make it clear, so that when we go to actually accomplish our dreams, we're moving in the direction to marking it off of our master list, and we are saying, "I completed that. I did that." So every week, check your master list. Mark off the big dreams that you've accomplished. And when you do, you're going to be proud of yourself. And then the R for MacGyver, remember to schedule your to-dos at the end of the day. So at each day's end, mark off what you've accomplished that day. See, it's important to know your to-do list is not going to officially get done by the end of the day. And so what you haven't accomplished, reschedule your to-dos for the next day. And I know I talked a little bit about that earlier, but make sure that you take the time needed each day to accomplish each task, but look at your calendar and mark down when you want to have these goals accomplished. Mark down when you want to have these major goals finished. But really, at the end of the day, just move it over to the next day if you don't get it done. And it's okay if you don't get it done. But make sure you don't really go too far and keep moving it forward. You want to eventually accomplish it. So my suggestion, if you don't get something accomplished today, move it to tomorrow, and then you work on that for the first thing you do. And when you work on the first thing of what you didn't accomplish today, tomorrow, then you can start working on tomorrow's stuff. But you have to find this kind of work-life balance. And you got to realize that not everything is going to get accomplished. You have to realize that not everything is going to be roses and peachy and be all tied up in a neat little bow at the end of the day. So look at your calendar, mark down the things that you didn't get done today for tomorrow, and if there's a few things that you didn't get done today and you know you can't do it tomorrow, schedule it for later in the week. But make sure you try to get it done within those 7 days so that you can say you've accomplished it within that 7-day period. So set an appointment with yourself. Stick to it. You know, it's tough to set the to-do list, and I know I forget to do them from time to time, but you're going to find accomplishment in your life. You're going to find accomplishment when you schedule your tasks. When you take the time to master what I call this MacGyver list, you'll find it's not about having a work-life balance, but it's about having a work-life integration. In other words, the two, work and life, must meet, and they must work together, they must mesh and kind of gel. And if you try to balance everything together, you're going to fall, you're going to fail. And so that's why I say, you know, life is taxing. And the more we do, the more we can easily forget what's important. And so we have to have a solid to-do list. We have to have this master list that we use. So MacGyver your to-do list. This is my MacGyver list. It's like these are the paper clips and the duct tape of doing to-do lists. So here's the MacGyver list again. Master list, actively brain dump, continually delete what's not relevant, give anything to others you don't need to do, you should move items to your master list, from your master list to your daily list. Vision allows you to see clearly what must get done. Every week, check your list and mark off your big dreams. And then remember to schedule your unfinished to-dos at the end of the day and push them off until tomorrow. And my friends, if you begin to do that, you're going to have all the time in the world. Tongue-in-cheek, sort of. You're not going to get everything done, but you're going to move forward. You're going to keep pressing on. You're going to mark off your big dreams. You're going to write down the vision that you have each week. You're going to write down the vision you have for your life, for your business, for your blog, for your writing, whatever it is. Write it down so that you can see clearly what must come next. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I am so glad that you have sat down with me. And if you could, check out the show notes at episode 093, jbsism.com/093, and tell somebody about the show, because I want to help spread the message and I want to help you succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life by helping you write down your dreams. Well, my friends, God bless. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next time here at jbsism.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.